With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting an earthquake has rattled some big cities.
The quake was centered in White House Station, New Jersey, about 45 miles from New York City.
The pictures on the walls were shaking.
Robert Casera lives in New York City. Fifth grader Seema Sethi was at school.
The ground was shaking, and I didn't hear necessarily as much.
The quake was felt from Baltimore to Boston. Some flights were diverted or delayed. Zach Pollock ended up flying to Allentown, Pennsylvania.
We're supposed to land in Newark Airport, and on the way down landing, we saw the flight got back picked up in the air, and we questioned that. And the pilot gave us the answer, stating that it is an earthquake just happened.
Bridges and other major infrastructure in the region are being inspected for any possible damage. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Joe Biden has a new student loan relief plan.
People familiar with the plan say it will cover new categories of borrowers. The unveiling will come nearly a year after the Supreme Court foiled his administration's first attempt to cancel debt for millions who attended college. Biden will detail the plan in Madison, Wisconsin, on the flagship campus of the University of Wisconsin. Much of the specifics that Biden will discuss have long been telegraphed through a negotiated rulemaking process at the Department of Education. Officials believe that puts the plan on stronger legal footing. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. The military says a retired general's investigation into the killings found the officers have mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 307 points. The Nasdaq rose 199, with the S&P 500 advancing 57. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in India.
Attacks on believers are increasing. A new report from the Evangelical Fellowship of India records over 600 incidents of violence against Christians in 2023, up from about 400 the year before. The fellowship fears things will only get worse in 2024, with nationwide elections looming. Hindu radical parties and politicians usually ramp up their anti-Christian rhetoric in election years, which often leads to more attacks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Idaho's the latest state to try and curb the transgender agenda. Lawmakers there passed measures that prevent public employees from being required to use someone's preferred pronouns and that define gender as being synonymous with sex. The state has also approved legislation that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for sex change operations. Another Idaho law will allow citizens to challenge pornographic books. This is SRN News. Johnson & Johnson is pumping more money into heart care.
Johnson & Johnson announcing a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. The deal has already been approved by the boards of directors from both companies. Shockwave specializes in intravascular lithotripsy, technology that uses sonic pressure waves to crack calcium lesions in arteries and restore blood flow, along with stenting. The technology is used to treat coronary artery and peripheral artery disease. John Scott reporting.
The Securities and Exchange Commission on Thursday said it would pause the implementation of its new climate disclosure rule while it defended the regulation in court. Wall Street's top regulator voted in March on the final rule, which requires some public companies in the U.S. to report their greenhouse gas emissions and climate risks. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.